Welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. My name's Thomas, and I'm your host. I hope you're well, and it means a lot that you've tuned in tonight, or whenever you're listening. Tonight's episode is supported by our friends at BetterHelp. If you feel like there's something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals, BetterHelp is there for you. They will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. So visit betterhelp.com/getsleepy. That's better, H-E-L-P. And join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 US states. Right now, our Get Sleepy listeners will receive 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/getsleepy. Now, tonight's story is a really simple one. We'll be spending the rest of the night lounging on a picturesque terrace overlooking the ocean. Almost nothing happens. We'll simply enjoy some peace and quiet and a beautiful view. So I think you'll find it particularly relaxing. Before we get started, I wanted to mention that tomorrow I'll be reading a story about the legendary Banaue rice paddies in the Philippines. It will be exclusively available on our supporters feed, Get Sleepy Premium. We strive to create the best bedtime experience available, and that wouldn't be possible without your help. So if you're enjoying Get Sleepy, and you'd like to support the ongoing production of this show, then we'd love and appreciate if you would consider becoming a member of our premium channel. You'll get an exclusive episode each week, like the one I'm reading tomorrow, as well as access to our full back catalogue, all completely ad-free. If you're interested in signing up, go to our website at getsleepy.com/support, or simply use the link in the show notes to find out more. Before we go to relax on the terrace, let's take a moment to get comfortable in our own beds. Close your eyes and take a big, deep breath. Hold it for just a moment at the top before you breathe out. Then in and out again. Find a rhythm that's comfortable for you. It's most important that your breath feels smooth and flows freely. Envision this as a way to clear any clutter in your mind. Thoughts, worries, concerns, and even bits of excitement. Naturally, things will pop into your head, and that's okay. Just collect them with an inhale and clear them out with the exhale. These thoughts will come and go on their own, so you don't need to pay attention to them now. You might be aware of them, but they don't require your focus. You're simply watching them from a distance, like clouds drifting overhead. They're not controlling you, and you're not controlling them. Just as these soft white clouds float across a bright blue sky, drifting further and further away, we'll spend the rest of our evening beneath a beautiful sky just like this. Somewhere along the coast of the Mediterranean, where the clear blue waters act as a mirror, and by the time that night falls, all of those clouds will be whisked away, leaving your mind as clear as the night sky. You've been relaxing in a deck chair on a rooftop terrace for a while now, reclined and watching the clouds come and go. You're starting to feel pleasantly tired. Perhaps it might be nice to walk around the terrace and admire the view, you think. Slowly raising yourself out of the deck chair, you stretch your arms and legs. Your whole body is relaxed, and your skin has been gently warmed by the afternoon sun. It's the perfect outdoor atmosphere, a soft, golden sun that warms without burning, and a blissful sea breeze. The breeze that carries the clouds away comes back every now and then as a sudden gust of wind. It blows through your hair and ripples your clothes. You walk around a row of potted plants to the nearest edge of the terrace and lean on the wall to see what's below. From this side, you can see the private courtyard, a paved square with a small garden and fountain in the middle of the building. Although you're high up, you can just make out the soft trickle of the fountain below. At this time of day, there aren't many people about. You see a dog trot across the courtyard, wagging his tail. He jumps up and puts his paws against the edge of the fountain, but he's too small to reach. Then you spot his owner, slowly following his pup across the courtyard. The old man picks up the dog and holds him to the stream of water flowing from the fountain. The dog laps it up gratefully, gulping down the cold water for what feels like a long, long time. Eventually, the old man lowers him to the ground, and the two walk off into the shade and disappear from view. There aren't many other signs of life in the courtyard, but looking carefully, you catch sight of a couple of other inhabitants. There's a girl sitting in the shade of the palm trees, cross-legged on the grass. You can just about see the white paper in her lap. You watch her hand moving up and down over the paper. Is she writing or drawing? It's hard to tell from up here. You imagine her writing a story, or perhaps sketching the fountain in the courtyard. Whatever she's doing, she's found the perfect shaded spot. Most of the windows around the courtyard have their shutters closed, but you hear the distant squeak of a shutter opening and see a head emerge from a window on the second floor, just above where the girl is sitting. Although you can't hear what they're saying, you can hear the muffled voice of the woman talking to the girl on the grass. They continue the conversation as the woman hangs out her washing to dry. There's a short washing line beneath her window. You watch her shake each item of clothing to smooth it, then position it carefully on the line and peg it in place. There's something soothing about watching domestic scenes like this. The repetitive yet calming routine of hanging out the washing. It seems to happen in slow motion. You continue watching until the woman finishes and disappears inside the apartment. The girl goes back to writing or drawing, and the courtyard is quiet once again. Nothing but the trickle of the fountain and a few cicadas in the trees. Looking above the courtyard and the roof of the building, you can see many other buildings. So many windows too. From where you're standing, it's difficult to make out exactly where one building ends and another begins. They all seem to be layered, one on top of the other. To distinguish them from one another, you have to look carefully at the colours. While all the buildings here have a similar colour scheme, there are subtle differences. Burnt orange, russet red, terracotta, cherry blossom, peach pink, golden yellow like the sun. The colours of the Mediterranean. You look across the rooftops to neighbouring terraces. There are clean, white sheets hung out to dry, blowing in the wind like the sails of a ship. On another terrace, filled with potted plants, a group of young friends are talking as they eat and share a bottle of wine. Is it a late lunch or an early dinner, you wonder? When you're on the terrace, it's easy to lose track of time. A seagull caws from above. You look up and see it drifting through the air, carried effortlessly by the breeze. You follow its path, which leads you to the other side of the terrace and the sea. As you cross the terrace, you feel the breeze blow through your clothes, and with it, the slightest hint of salt. Perhaps it's just your imagination, but you can almost smell the sea, mingled with the jasmine from the neighbour's trellis. On the opposite side of the terrace, beyond further rows of buildings and balconies, there's a thin line of palm trees, and above their green leaves, the shimmering expanse of the sea. It looks so calm and stagnant from here. It's almost completely still, more like a lake than an ocean. But you know that's a mirage. If you look closely, you can barely see the white crests of the waves as they roll towards the beach. It's the glimmer of the sunlight that gives them away. At this hour, the sea is emerald green. As the day fades into dusk, the water will become darker, transforming into a deep blue, then purple, until it's almost black. You could stand here forever, just watching the sea and the gradual shift of colours, from one shade to another. You close your eyes and breathe in deeply. This time, you're sure it's not just your imagination. It's the sea breeze, carrying the scent of the waves over the roofs and cascading hills, all the way to your terrace. The breeze is so fresh and bracing. For a brief moment, the tingle of goosebumps rolls down your spine. You open your eyes and step out of the shade, into the sunlight. In just a few seconds, you feel your body warm up, all the way through. It really is the perfect temperature. That's enough standing for now, you think. The reclined chair is calling you back to its embrace. You walk back across the terrace to the deck chair and sit down, making yourself comfortable. You slip off your shoes, close your eyes, and tilt your face up slightly towards the soft warmth of the fading sun. You can feel the gentle, tingling heat caress your skin, along with a soothing breath of wind. Somewhere in the distance, you can hear the cry of seagulls. Soon, you're aware of nothing but your breaths. In and out. Your chest slowly rising and falling, like the crests of the waves on the emerald sea. Your thoughts fade as you fall into a daydream. You imagine floating in the waters of the Mediterranean, feeling the sensation of cool water on one half of your body, while the sun warms the other half. A little while later, you slowly open your eyes. You have no idea what time it is, but quite simply, it doesn't matter. There's nothing you have to do, nowhere you have to be. you can sit in the chair for the rest of the day and all through the night if you like. Relaxing. Dreaming. You can hear the sound of water. It's too loud to be the fountain in the courtyard. It's more like a hose or sprinkler. You press yourself up and lean forward to look for the source of the sound. Your ears lead your eyes to a neighboring balcony. It's one of the more elegant balconies in the building, both by construction and decoration. It stretches all the way around the top floor and is entirely lined with potted plants. A woman is watering them one by one with a hose, moving slowly along the balcony. There are so many plants, in pots of every possible shape and size. She's clearly in no hurry. She waits until each plant has had its share of water, then moves one step over to water the next one. There's a variety of plants on your terrace too. A lemon tree in a large pot in the corner, and various smaller plants and herbs scattered around the terrace. It's a good time of day to water the plants when it's not too hot. Maybe you'll do the same. You go over to the lemon tree and touch the soil. It's a little dry. With nothing else to do, you might as well water all the plants. They deserve to be nice and cozy this evening, too. You cross to the other side of the terrace, where a plastic watering can sits beneath a tap in the wall. You turn the rusty tap and wait while the watering can slowly fills, listening to the calming flow of water, a trickle and an echo that becomes gradually quieter. When the watering can is full, you pick it up and move towards the nearest plant. It's a small tree with fruit known as the loquit, or the Japanese medlar, or plum. This attractive ornamental plant is native to Asia, and at this time of year, its soft orange fruit is ripe and ready to eat. You pick one and rinse it off beneath the tap, then slowly take a bite, savoring the sensation. The sweet, juicy flavor bursts on your tongue. It has a delicate, perfumed taste, a little like a cross between a peach and a mango. On this warm afternoon, it's as refreshing as a cool glass of water. The loquit is grown throughout the world. In China, because of its golden color, it represents wealth, luck, and prosperity. It has so many different uses, from traditional medicine in China to liqueurs in Italy. But this particular plant probably became popular on terraces for decorative purposes. It has gorgeous, textured foliage and lovely white flowers that give off a rich, aromatic scent. But it's the fruit itself that attracts your attention, with its beautiful shade of gold and delicious taste. After watering the loquit, you move methodically around the terrace, from plant to plant. Whenever you return to the tap to fill up the watering can, you pass a trellis covered with cascading jasmine. You close your eyes and breathe in deeply, letting its heady fragrance spread right through you. It seems hard to believe that a tiny flower can produce such a powerful scent. But then again, there are so many of them. The jasmine vine has created an amazing profusion of flowers this year. Although the heat of the afternoon has faded and the sky is no longer bright blue, it's not quite dusk yet. While refilling the watering can one more time, you look up and notice the faint sliver of a crescent moon. As you continue to water the plants slowly, almost meditatively, you wonder how the sky will have changed by the time you finish. You turn your attention to the row of small pots near the deck chair. They all contain herbs: basil, rosemary, parsley, mint, thyme, and sage. You sniff them one by one and press the leaves between your fingers. Perhaps you can use one of them later as an ingredient when you prepare dinner. A pasta dish sounds good. A sauce with tomato and basil, or salty cheese with zucchini and mint, or stuffed pasta with butter and sage. As you stroke the sage leaves, your mouth begins to water. More than any of the other herbs, this plant seems to have a magical quality. In ancient times, it was used to ward off evil, to increase fertility, and to heal people from a wide range of illnesses and injuries. The ancient Greeks and Romans cultivated it, while in the Middle Ages, monks used to grow it in the monastery gardens, along with rosemary and other medicinal herbs. You close your eyes to picture these scenes. A man roaming through fields in Greece, gathering wild sage, and a monk tending to a sage bush in a tranquil garden. There's something soothing about these images, and the idea of continuity, the same plant grown across the world through the centuries. The sage that you smell now has the same scent and taste as the sage that a doctor once used in ancient Greece to create a healing balm. You breathe in again and find yourself yawning. You still haven't quite woken up from your nap in the deck chair. Only a few plants remain to be watered: a pot with vibrant pink flowers, and finally, the lemon tree. There are a couple of succulents too, including an aloe, but they don't need much water. They can wait till next time. The orange floor tiles on the terrace are starting to look dirty. While you were watering the plants, some soil and petals scattered across the floor. As you're putting things in order, you might as well clean up. You pick up a broom and begin to slowly sweep the floor, section by section. It's surprisingly relaxing, moving back and forth across the terrace. Whenever you look up, you see that the sky has changed colour again, from light blue to deep blue, from deep blue to purple, and then from purple to a fiery orange. You lean the broom against the wall and move the deck chair so it's facing towards the sea and the sunset. You sit down to gaze at the sky and admire the spectacular shifting colours. You could happily sit here for hours, just watching, without a single thought in your head. Just you and the sunset. But the sunset can't last forever. The radiance fades as the sun vanishes on the horizon. The sky is growing deeper and darker. Looking around the terrace, you see that the outlines of the plants are starting to blend with the darker backdrop. Soon, it will be too dark to see anything clearly on the terrace. You decide to light the lanterns positioned on the corner of each wall. You light the first lantern, then the second. As you walk slowly across the terrace, taking care not to trip over the plants, you sense something moving on the ground, near one of the pots. Just as you light the third lantern, a cat moves into the pool of light on the tiles. He makes a soft, meowing sound and nuzzles against your leg. You lean down to stroke him, running your fingers through his soft fur, and he lets out a relaxing purr. He's a plump, well-fed Siamese cat who belongs to a family in the building next door. He often explores the neighbouring terraces, especially at this time of day. He pads softly over the roof tiles, navigating the maze of chimneys and antennae until he reaches another terrace. This evening, he seems to have chosen your terrace and your company. You cradle the cat in your arms and wander back towards the deck chair. There, you carefully sit down and slide back in the chair until you're comfortable. The cat settles down on your legs, purring contentedly. He acts as if he's known you his entire life. He's so at ease, curled up in your lap. At some point, you'll get up and gather some herbs to use in the kitchen. But right now, you're not particularly hungry or even thirsty. You're just pleasantly relaxed, and there doesn't seem to be a need to do anything else but enjoy it. You can sit a little longer on the terrace, listening to the peace and quiet, appreciating the sea breeze and the company of the cat. You become aware of distant music. It sounds like one of the neighbours is practicing the piano. A gentle, soothing melody that reminds you of a lullaby. every now and then the player stops, and then begins again, over and over. Maybe they're having a lesson, you wonder. The pleasant tinkering of the piano keys reverberates through the courtyard and floats across the terrace, past your ears and to the ocean. It seems to be soothing the cat, too. He yawns and purrs sleepily. His eyes begin to drift between open and shut. He can barely stay awake, especially when you pet behind his ears. You can feel his body rising and falling ever so slightly with each quiet breath. Stroking the cat becomes almost hypnotic, an automatic movement. You rest your head back and look up at the sky. It's dark now and full of stars. There isn't a cloud in sight, and you haven't the slightest concern or worry in your mind. In fact, you wonder if you're even having thoughts, or if your mind is just lost in the present experience. As time passes, your mind empties completely. You're conscious of nothing except the night sky, bursting with silver stars, like a meadow of flowers, flowing on to infinity. The sleeping cat breathes in and out, in time with your own breaths. You're not sure what time it is, but eventually you find yourself falling asleep too. You'd better climb into bed, you think. You carefully slide the cat over. He barely lifts his head before curling back up into a ball on the chair. You walk inside and close the glass door to the terrace. You're looking forward to getting into your bed. You just washed and dried the sheets today. Pulling back the covers on your bed, you run your hand along the pillow. Crisp and clean, exactly as you expected. You lie down and tuck yourself in. At this point, you've been half asleep for quite some time, so it's not long before you drift into peaceful dreams.